building, or is it don't let him enter the building, BT? Is Rex Ryan is getting interviewed today in West Palm Beach, whatever. Is Jerry telling us there with the update? Today's the day that Rex finally gets his wish, a chance to again interview to get the head coaching job with the New York Jets. To me, this is a mistake, even interviewing Rex Ryan. I know we feel similarly, but a lot of Jet fans disagree with us. Is there any part of you, being a diehard Jet fan, that would be open to the idea of Rex getting part two to be the head coach of the Jets?
No. I think when you strip away the emotional and the sentimental stuff that obviously is just about all Jet fans have at this point, and you get to the essence and the core of what really matters, like what is he bringing to the table as a football coach, I've got zero interest. I don't know how to be more direct about this. I can't possibly be more blunt. I think that hiring Rex Ryan would be a disaster for the New York Jets, an absolute disaster. It's the low-hanging fruit. It's the easy move. Now, I don't know. I don't know. How serious they are. I don't know if they're just throwing him a bone
because he's been begging for
2 months. I don't know. Maybe it's just to kind of satisfy, at least temporarily, a portion of the fan base that is interested in Rex. And, you know, there's always that romanticizing, you know, what was like an old girlfriend or an old movie or an old song that in a lot of ways was not nearly as good in real time as people recreated to be. I get it where the press conference will be amazing and Rex will be banging the podium and Rex will be, you know, full of his bluster and be throwing fastballs at the Patriots and, you know, high heat at the Bills. We're coming for you. We're doing this. And then you get down to the business of football, and I think that's where it's incredibly hollow. I don't think he would build a good staff. I don't think he's good for the modern NFL. I think he has been comfortable and lazy in a television studio for far too long, and I just think that Rex has inserted himself into this equation by doing what Rex does best, and that is talking
right, and
not coaching.
Yeah, he's a great talker. He's not a good head coach. He's a good defensive coordinator. I would have hired him. And by the way, if Rex really wanted to be a head coach again after he failed with the Jets and then with the Bills, shouldn't he have gotten back on the carousel to go be a defensive coordinator somewhere?
But in his defense, he tried.
No, not enough. He had opportunities.
No, he tried for the Dallas job.
I'm not even buying that, BT, honestly.
Well, I'm telling you, he was trying for the Dallas job. So, yeah, I mean.
But he had other opportunities. You can't just
I don't know that he had other offers.
Rex denied flat out wanting to be a defensive coordinator for years.
Teams or just in general?
There were specific teams. I don't remember. It's so long ago. But there were plenty of teams who would have hired Rex Ryan as a defensive coordinator. He said no, I'm a head coach. Other guys who have failed as head coaches went, almost everybody, you're either a coach or you aren't, they went and were a coordinator again, maybe working their way up. Look at Todd Bowles, look at some others, Cliff Kingsbury, we referenced them. Rex didn't want to do it. So maybe as another defensive coordinator, if he worked his way back up, he would have gotten an opportunity. He got hired with the Jets in 2009 at age 47.
Mm-hmm.
If he were a good head coach, he wouldn't have been done at age 54. And it's not just like he's this great broadcaster.
I hear you.
Rex Ryan was a failed head coach for a reason. And for the Jet fans who said that they love him, why exactly? The same thing you asked me to say why I believe Dable is a good head coach. I want to hear from Jet fans why. Based on what do you think Rex is a good coach? What, because he won a few playoff games? Because nobody's done that with the Jets? That's not enough. Look at his record. He had one season in his career as a head coach with more than 10 wins. One. That's it. He also won with Eric Mangini's teams. I would argue that there's more on paper that Eric Mangini is a better head coach than Rex Ryan. This, to me, is the biggest mistake the Jets could make.
I don't think they'll make the mistake. So I at least take a little solace in that if you're with us, that you think it's the wrong move for the Jets. But you never know because Tannenbaum's involved, and Tannenbaum is obviously very familiar with Rex, and they worked well together. They had success. See, to me, and I've listened to a lot of the radio conversations with Rex. I've gone, I sought it out, I found it. I wanted to hear him because I knew that this was becoming at least a little viable in terms of him getting an interview. And see, he's the same guy that left Buffalo. Forget about the Jets when he was fired by the Buffalo Bills with a game to go in his second year up in Buffalo. And there's no real substance to what he says.
Right, there never was.
Yeah, I mean, he gets asked very pointed questions like, what kind of a staff would you have? Well, it doesn't matter. We're going to be the Jets. I know what it's, you know, I know what it's like to be a Jet, and nobody else is more equipped to be the Jets head coach than me. All right, fantastic. Once you get past the opening statement and everybody's excited, all right, I want to be the Jets head coach. What is the plan? Give me specific ideas. Give me specific names. And I've gone and I've heard multiple conversations and also on television when Rex Ryan talks about this, when his co-host have asked him about this on TV recently, and it's never anything, again, with an ounce of substance. It's the loud bravado, it's the bluster, and I'm not falling for it. I don't doubt, let me be very clear, I don't doubt that Rex Ryan loves the Jets. I really do. I believe that he loves the Jets. I believe that he wants to help fix the Jets, and I believe that he believes that he can be the one to do that. The difference is, I don't believe that he can be the one to do that.
Right, because there is no substance, and he's not a very good head coach. But all the things you just said, that's the reason. When I ask Jet fans, or we'll ask them and hear from Jet fans, 888-808-1019, why do you want Rex back? It's because of all the things that you said. He says what Jet fans want to hear.
Yeah.
He said it.
He plays the room like a master.
100%. He did it at his initial press conference to a point where I was ready to run through the glass.
Me too.
Looking forward to it. Then you watch him and you realize there's nothing to it. He's never evolved. Even the stuff we're talking about, well, I'm a Jet. This guy's a good coach, but I'm a Jet. Okay, Jet fans want to hear that. It's a vulnerable franchise to begin with.
Yep.
Fan base to begin with. So they want to hear that. The Rodgers Country Club stuff. That is
music. Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, that's all.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Are you going to do nothing?
Oh, you're going to be no country club around. Yeah, it sounds great, but what's the plan? He's never evolved. He's never learned. He never had an offensive game plan to begin with. The league in the 10 years or whatever it's been since he's been gone has changed completely to go where it's an offensive league. We don't even know if his defense would work anymore with the way the offense is, but he didn't know offense then. He's certainly not going to know it now. Like, there are a litany of reasons. Now, as a talk show host, I would love to see Rex Ryan. I hope he gets hired. I'm with you, Jet fans. I'd love to see him get hired because it would be the greatest content that we could have for the next 2-3 years, as long as he lasts before he gets fired again. But if you care about the New York Jets winning football games, this would be a horrible move.
I got to tell you, I think that I'm just going on the instinct meter right now, all right? And I don't think it's nearly as popular within the Jet fan base as a lot of people might think it is. I don't think that...
It's at least 50.
No way. I think it's below 50. Now, I'm not saying, like, if we took 20 calls, that it wouldn't be 10
no,
to 10.
No, I know,
I mean, I'm not saying that, but...
Just go by normal walk, like, everybody you talk to and hear about...
I honestly sound like think Jet fans have smartened up. I think that they are over the act. They're over the, you know, the WWE-style presentation, and they want a more buttoned-up, forward-thinking, intelligent... I'm not saying Rex isn't smart, but just a more modern approach. I'm not saying that there aren't a few... Don't take this the wrong way. Dinosaurs out there that are going to fall for the shtick and the gimmick and really, Rex, yeah, let's go, Rex, we want Rex.
Right.
Okay, but when you get past that, where there's not an ounce of substance, I really don't think Jet fans want him.
See, I disagree with that. Well, I think Jet fans do want him, and I do understand why, because even a little part of me who loved Rex's hire the first time, I read his book, like I was really into Rex, and I believed in him, and then we watched him coach, I was like, my God, he just doesn't get it. He's saying the same thing he said in year 4, year 5, as he did in year 1, without any evolution, without any acknowledgement that he wasn't good enough, like it was the same false bravado and buffoonery. I agree. For years, so I just couldn't take it anymore, and nothing has changed. But I think Jet fans hang on to what was, because it did happen. Like, we look back at this history, which is this franchise history, which has been inept. Rex did have success, whether it be with Mangini's players or not, whatever, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So as a fan, you look back to that and say, well, he did it, and there's a part of you that wants to believe that, you know what, and I do believe that he could fix this defense to a certain extent. I just, they're to me are way better hires. I said I would have done it in season. That would have been the move then. You would have excited the fan base, and you would have seen what kind of jolt Rex could provide in the short term with a team that had some talent. That, to me, was the time to do it. Now, you have too many good options. You're trying to move the franchise forward. No chance would this be the right option.
It would really be, I think it would be an awful move. And I'll tell you why I think Jet fans are smartening up. I do. And listen, we'll take the calls and eventually we'll get a sense on social media if they do hire Rex, if they don't, whatever, 888-808-1019. We'll get these calls in a minute here. I think that Jet fans finally understand they need a CEO and not a guy with a megaphone just screaming, number one. And number two, I think if the list was uninspiring, like if we were presented with a bunch of coordinators and not somebody like Flores or more viable options, at least I believe viable in the minds of Jet fans today. And the other thing too, Sal, I agree. What Rex did the first 2 years are undeniable. And it's the high point of the last 20 years of Jet fandom. But I think the diehard Jet fans, and that's really who I'm talking to right now, when I say I don't think that the majority want Rex, there were five other years after that where the defense got run over. The defense came up small in the fourth quarter. The offense was inept. There was multiple coordinators. It was an antiquated look at what, like, there was just no evolution in what the Jets presented. Jet fans did not forget that. Now, if you want Rex, that's fine. This is your deal, but just understand you're getting the same guy that left the building years ago. I don't think he's grown, and I don't think he would be good for this team.
There was a reason why you broke up. And every time you go back, it inevitably fails again. The breakup happened for a reason. It was a fun couple of first years.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the relationship ran its course.
Well, what about people who break up and then they get together and they actually get married?
Yeah, how many people?
Show me those stats.
I know I wasn't one of those. BT and Sal and the Fan are friends of Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Anthony's in Harlem. What's up, Ant?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You're spot on, Sal, with your relationship analogy. This is like, you know, this is the lowest point. I mean, BT, you said 96, 1-15 was pretty bad, but this is the most disappointing season I can remember as a Jet fan. And you're at your lowest now. So you're dumped, you're feeling like crap. So who do you go back to? The person that wants you. And you go on a date with them, and I hope they go on the date to Jets and say, what are we doing? We ended this for a reason. Like, we don't need this. And it really comes down to, guys, and this is my opinion, who really wants the job? And I don't think a lot of people want this job. Aside from Rex, you know who I've read who is interested in the job, and we'll talk about him probably later in the week? Aaron Glenn. He wants to be the head coach of the Jets. So maybe they should interview him.
It just
Rex wants it. They should, and I'm going to call back and tell you why I love Aaron Glenn. I'm going to bang the drum for him. But just because Rex wants to be a coach here doesn't mean you should even interview him, but that's what the Jets do.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing where the guy really, I mean, there was a point when we knew that Saleh was out, or we thought even before he was fired, like, all right, this isn't going well. Then he was fired, where we knew after this season, the Jets will be in the market for a head coach. I don't even think that anybody, maybe a few, like even Joe would say, like, I'll take back Rex. Okay. But like Rex became part of the story because Rex made himself part of the story. Nothing that he's done, no new appeal, no personal reflection and advancement of his coaching acumen. He's on the list because he basically begged for 2 months.
And he does want the job, to Anthony's point, and we know his relationship with Woody, which is why this is something that, like, this has been speculated for years. This is nothing new here. It's actually just happening now that he's actually getting an interview.
But it's gotten real.
Yeah,
you'd always hear
that little
murmur, maybe Rex can fix this.
Well,
but now it's out there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For years, it has been talked about and speculated about, and fans have called about hire Rex, bring him back. But now it's actually a realistic possibility that he's actually interviewing for the job. The one thing I would say is I don't want Aaron Glenn under any circumstance, and it has nothing to do with Aaron Glenn.
I would take him a million times over Rex Ryan. I actually like Aaron Glenn. You know that. Now, I want Flores. I'm very intrigued by Aaron Glenn. I know that they need a proven CEO. I've said that.
Well, that's
like the one guy. I know.
But why? Based on what?
Well, number one, he's had 11 guys on IR for his defense this year.
But you can't
minimize that. When you are
the defense is stunk, BT.
How did they do this past game?
Yeah, one game.
How did they do against the genius Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold, who had this incredible renaissance? He's got 11 guys on IR.
Sam Darnold missing throws. But the point is
I understand that. But Aaron Glenn's adaptability, I'm not saying he's going to get the job, although he might. But to me, Aaron Glenn is, I'm so tired of, and I say it myself, he's a leader of men. When you look at Aaron Glenn, do you see somebody where guys will be like, all right, this dude gets it, I'm ready to play, and I see that.
But I could say the same thing about Rex.
No. I don't see that anymore. I used to see that.
I don't see that anymore.
With Flores. I see that with Vrabel. I see that with Aaron Glenn. I even see that more with Ron Rivera at this point than Rex, and I don't want Ron Rivera either. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to get it twisted. I think Aaron Glenn could be really good for the Jets. I really do. But you know who I want. I want Vrabel. I want Flores. And more importantly, you know who I don't want. And Rex is, of all the names, I want him least.
Right, but I do think it's interesting because it might come down to Glenn versus Rex as two guys who want the job. Again, I don't know.
Yeah.
We got to see how the interview process plays out.
It's not nuts when you say that. It could come down to those two. And I'll take Aaron Glenn every single time.
And I'm in a more difficult spot because I know that this team needs somebody that has experience, that is established. I can't do another first-time defensive coordinator. I can't do it.
Sal, you think Rex Ryan, just yes or no, you think Rex Ryan's a good NFL head coach?
No, I don't.
So what are we doing? At least there's a chance Aaron Glenn could be.
Well, in
think about that.
Because you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, we already know what we know.
I know, but
Give me door B where there's a better option potentially.
It's the floor versus the ceiling the floor for Glenn to me is maybe even worse in the short term at least than Rex. I do feel like even though we both dismiss Rex and don't want him, I do feel like he would raise the floor a little bit from what it's been. I think Rex would elevate this team to be a competitive football team. Playoffs, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Long term, absolutely not. Is he the guy I want running the franchise, figuring out the next quarterback beyond Rodgers?
No.
Okay, not even close. With Glenn, I think the ceiling is far higher than Rex, but the floor could be solid.
The floor is lower.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, that's always a possibility. To me, you know what Rex is? Rex is, and you have kids, you guys will understand this, whether it's Halloween or whether it's Valentine's Day or they get some candy in the stocking, the sugar jolt, where they just start bouncing off walls. That's Rex.
Right.
Rex is
I like
empty.
Sugar.
I do too. I love it. I do. You know, Rex is empty calories and a burst of energy that's going to just skyrocket to the ceiling and then probably fizzle out and dissipate fast.
Corey is in Springfield. What's up, Corey?
I think that we should just continue the clown show. If we go back to the newspaper article, 15, 20 years ago when they had the clown car with Rex in it? Let's bring it back.
Okay, why?
Until we get Woody Johnson to sell the team,
he's
we're just going to continue to be a clown show.
Corey, he's not going to sell it. You guys got to stop this, Corey. And I know you're saying that facetiously, but you can say whatever you want, but you at least have to understand that Woody Johnson selling the team is never going to happen unless Woody Johnson wants to sell the team. I mean, I'm hearing this more and more. Oh, John Mara, sell the team.
Yeah,
they forgot how to run. He's not selling his portion. Woody Johnson, sell the team. You can't win. You're not doing it. It's not happening.
There's no point to have that conversation. Now, I will say.
Same thing with Dolan years ago. Dolan, right. They didn't sell it. He's not going to.
Now, I did say the same thing for years about the Wilpons. Forget it. They're not going to sell the team.
And look what it took to make them sell.
Understood.
There's somebody going to jail.
Yeah, so it's not a realistic, fun sports conversation. Like, we have to deal with the realistic parameters that we've been given here.
Correct.
Yeah, it's great. It sounds great. Fire the owner. Fire the sell the team. It's not going to happen.
Oh, if I thought it was going to work, I'd be saying it every day.
Yeah, and it's not that we haven't said it, but like the reality is it's not. So you could yell and scream, sell the team all you want. He's not going to sell the team. What he is going to do is hire a head coach. So which head coach would you want? That's what we want to hear from you. And again, there are guys that I like that aren't even on the list, whether it's Pete Carroll will be my top choice, John Gruden, Cliff Kingsbury. I don't understand why the Jets, like Ben Johnson maybe because he said he didn't want the job, fine. But I don't understand why the Jets, who seemingly are interviewing everybody, wouldn't even inquire about some of those other names.
I don't know. The only thing with Gruden is there's baggage, and each right. franchise is going to have to individually determine whether or not they're ready to walk down the
That's
aisle
true.
With that.
Okay.
You know, but at this point, you should have done your due diligence, and in defense of the Jets, maybe they did, and maybe they're not comfortable
right.
with it, so I've got to respect that. So that's the Gruden stuff.
Carroll.
Yeah.
I mean, just the age,
yeah.
that's it.
I don't know how you don't make at least. Sal brought up, you know, Pete Carroll last week, at the end of last week, and it was interesting. I hadn't thought about that. At least a cursory, just give me like an exploratory call. Hey, Pete, you want to still coach? Interested?
Or, by the way, get his thoughts on, just have him in the building, interview him, see what he would do to fix your team. Like, the guy's been one of the more successful coaches in the history
been.
Of football.
Yeah, and he's energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's energetic, like Rex, in a different kind of energetic way, but he's successful.
Right. There's substance there. He's
yes.
actually backed it up with certain things. Kingsbury, like I said, offensive mind. I also think, like, when we're making the decision, we'll continue with the calls here, 888-808-1019. When we're making the decision, you have to decipher what you want. There are a lot of different options. Do you want a veteran? Do you want a first-time guy? Do you want an offensive mind? Like, there's a lot of experience. experience, success, offensive, defensive guy, former Jet, whatever, younger guy, older guy. Like, there's a lot of different ways to decipher the different candidates. For me, number one would be experience and success before. Number two, if I'm not going to have that, I want an offensive mind.
I want a CEO. I want a guy who's going to be able to surround himself with a smart, competent staff, which I listen, Rex has been out of the game for a while. I'm not saying that he wouldn't have a coordinator on both sides and, you know, and linebackers coach. He's going to have coaches. And he'd probably hire somebody like Bart, which I would like. I mean, just certain guys I think that he would reach into his past for. But, you know, in terms of that modern, innovative offensive staff that you have to assemble, I mean, who's he? Dan Orlovsky going to bring his telestrator from ESPN? Who's he going to hire? Stephen A. is going to be the special teams coach? I mean, come on, who's Rex's staff going to be? That's the problem.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. Never say never. BT and Sal back on the Fan. Rex Ryan getting interviewed today by the Jets. It has become a reality, BT, as you said. Like, we've talked about this forever. Fans calling and talking about it. Hosts talking about bring back Rex. Well, here we are. This might be the year to finally do it. If not now, then it will never happen. And I'd be curious to see what Rex says after the fact. One thing is, if I were to be open-minded to bringing Rex back, it would only be under the condition that Rodgers was going to be here and you're trying to win in the short term. Like, there's no circumstance that anybody could sell Rex long term, right? But I guess you could make an argument if you're trying to maximize this talented roster in the short term with running it back with Rodgers. Again, I don't want Rex, but at least I could be open to that part of the thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're a better man than me when it comes to that. I have no interest in that either. I just have zero interest in Rex Ryan being the head coach of the Jets. I mean, zero on every conceivable level. None. You know, and I think people need to understand and remember, and I know that because we watched it, that the offense with the Jets was obviously not good. He was here for 5 years. His last 3 years, they were 28th, 29th, and 28th in points per game. That's obvious stuff. The Jets' offense is always lackluster. But, you know, the great defensive mind that Rex Ryan always tells us that he is, the last 4 years that he was here, you know what the Jets ranked it? Now, again, not as bad as the offense, but 20th in points per game allowed, 20th in points per game allowed, 19th and 24th in points per game allowed. So, you know, the brilliant defensive Jedi, yeah. I mean, those are 4 of the 5 years he was here. I mean, yeah. I'm not making those numbers up.
I know. It's really just about the playoff wins. That's what fans are hanging on. They're hanging on two things. The playoff wins in those 2 years and Rex's words. You want to believe his words. There's not going to be any country club around here. I'm going to do this. We're the Jets. I'm going to go out there and beat their brains.
I finally wised up. I'm not even remotely taking the bait this time.
They're empty words. Yep. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Eric is in Riverville, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal, BT. What's happening, boys?
Hey. How are you, Eric?
What's going on, bub?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. Yeah, this is, man, more of the same with the Jets. It's just unreal. And BT, I'm on the same page with you, and Sal, I think I agree with you too here, is that Rex is not the answer. We know that he's not the answer. And to me, like, yeah, I want to win, right? I want to win. I want to see a Super Bowl. But how about we just start with not being a clown show, right? Like, how about we just start with not being a joke and not being a mockery of the NFL? And that's the concern for me with Rex is that, yeah, the nostalgia, right? I get it. And I don't dislike Rex. I mean, as a Jets fan, there's a lot of me that loves Rex. But is he the solution? Of course he's not. Like, I know that. The problem is there aren't a whole lot of real solutions out there because I also agree with you. I don't want another defensive coordinator, first-time head coach, which Aaron Glenn would be, as much as I like him, too. But then what's the alternative? I mean, I can't believe I'm going to say this, Sal, but I called the other day when you brought up Pete Carroll, and I was like, I thought I was going to drive off the road. But actually, now that I've thought more about it, it's really not a terrible idea. And the other name that I thought of, and I was interested to hear what you guys thought because it came up yesterday, and that's Mike McCarthy, whether or not he goes back to Dallas. If he doesn't, that would be also interesting.
Yeah, but Eric, the Bears want to interview him. I think, yeah. I listen, McCarthy or Rex? That's not even close.
Well, I think Eric is along the same lines of now my thought process, where initially you get this information and thinking, okay, well, who would you want to hire? Whatever, this guy, that guy. And then I was actually like, okay, well, why would I have reservations about Vrabel or this guy? And you can poke holes and everybody, okay, well, look at his record here. And I don't know, not an offensive mind and this or that. That's why it got me back to Pete Carroll, because you can, like, he is the perfect candidate other than age. Now, age is a factor, But would that weigh negatively in your mind more so than, let's say, Rex's resume or first-time head coach in Aaron Glenn?
No.
Okay, right.
No.
So you're weighing first-time head coach, let's say, or failed head coach before versus a guy who's 73 years of age who wants to get back in. Like,
I don't know that he does. That's the whole thing.
I think he does.
He's not connected to anybody.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean that.
I mean, if Pete Carroll wanted to get back in the game, you tell me his name's not everywhere?
I haven't seen it once.
I
know it's been out there before. I saw it written one place. I wish I remember where it was. But I think on his end, Pete Carroll's end, he wants to get back in. At least that's what I was led to believe. And then I think I read it somewhere. But he's not, you know, it doesn't mean that people would want him, right? Mm-hmm. They're thinking 73, you know, the Seahawks moved on for a reason, whatever it may be. Anyway, the other part of that, okay, so we know what Carroll is, an established, successful, no doubt about it, game-changing, franchise-changing head coach. Mike McCarthy has also proven to be that, winning a Super Bowl in Green Bay, and what he's done in Dallas, while some in-game management has not been great. But that's what everybody, like, said, outside of Belichick, and you turned him down too. Like, they actually turned Belichick away. He wanted you, and you said no, which is ridiculous. But outside of Belichick, everybody's got in-game issues. And McCarthy...
Not everybody. Jim Harbaugh. John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some... Andy Reid's pretty buttoned up. Good coaches are pretty buttoned up.
I love Mike Tomlin. He butchered the end of
Tomlin's
that game.
Yeah, Tomlin's a little sloppy. I love Tomlin. He makes some mistakes, though.
Yeah,
he does.
Andy Reid, even sometimes with the kickoff in the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game, I think years ago against the Patriots, he had a bonehead decision. Anyway,
I think Sean Payton's pretty good with that stuff.
There are certain guys that are more buttoned up than others. Could McCarthy be better? Sure, but look at what he did in Green Bay, winning a Super Bowl, obviously with Aaron Rodgers, no less. And then what he did in Dallas, even this year, in an otherwise lost year, you got guys questioning stuff, Parsons running his mouth.
Meddlesome owner, which he'd have here. I mean, obviously, Jerry's got a different projection than Woody, but it's still, influence is there.
Good football coach.
He is a good coach.
And maybe the Jets screwed up by not hiring him, you know, the last go-round when they had a chance. Yeah. I forget what that was, Gase or whatever. But point is, that's what I am looking for, the known commodities like Carroll or Mike McCarthy.
Listen, I hope that that's what Woody's thinking about as well. And that's what I hope that Mike Tannenbaum's going to steer him in that direction and the agency as they lean on them. The other thing, too, and listen, I mean, I obviously said it, so I still believe it. It's obviously a foregone conclusion that Vrabel's going to go with his buddy Kraft up in New England. Hey, Woody, you know, you want to show us that you're really serious? Okay. Give him an offer that he can't refuse monetarily. Give him a contract that gives him the power that he might not necessarily have up in New England. At least give him something to think about, which I don't think that he necessarily will. But, like, just because Kraft is going to go and get his old buddy and say, all right, come back home, man, it doesn't mean that Woody can't be putting the full court press on Mike Vrabel, which I don't think that he's going to do, but I would love to see him do it.
Michael's in Brooklyn. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
So, just to take it a little off topic, I think us as Jet fans, we need to focus on winning already. I don't want to go through another rebuild. It needs to be out of the equation. Therefore, we need a coach that's going to come in more of a vet, like Sal was saying, and we need Rodgers back. We cannot let him go. After watching the last 6-7 weeks,
yep.
We moved the ball better than I've seen. I can't even tell you. Well, for sure, before Rex Ryan, because Sanchez was just ground and pound, which worked in the time. But we moved the ball.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I haven't seen that forever.
Yeah,
how
and Mike, by the way,
and
several of Rodgers' interceptions were deflections.
Yeah.
I mean, no, the numbers back that up. The last two, going into the Buffalo game where he played off when the Jets were miserable, he had thrown 14 touchdowns and one pick over 8 games. He had 4 the other day. He did have the pick. I mean, the numbers obviously are much more Aaron Rodgers-like than they were the first, you know, 5 or 6 games when he was scraping away the rust and learned. And by the way, dealing with a knee injury and a hamstring injury and, a patchwork offensive line and substandard coach, you know, before he got Davante Adams here, all the other stuff that he had to deal with here. But the thing that Michael just said, that's the problem. And Mike, I'm not picking on you, buddy, but Michael just said, I don't want to go through another rebuild. I got news for everybody. The only way we're going to get what we actually crave is to go through a proper rebuild. And sometimes rebuilds are painful. But I've always said, whether it's the Mets or the Knicks or the Rangers or Yankees are a little different, but whatever. Every other team, not the Yankees. if, you know, there's this thought that New York won't tolerate a rebuild. No, we will. We will tolerate a smart rebuild. What we won't tolerate is the presentation of a rebuild, and 5 months into it, it becomes a scattered mess because the rebuild's not going the right way, and now plan A is plan B, and then a year later, plan B is plan C, and this guy's fired, and this draft pick is sent back, and I will absolutely sign up for a rebuild, but it's got to be a good one.
See, I don't think that they need a full rebuild.
Well, that's
right
a
now.
Different conversation. Well, but I got you on that.
Yeah, but I think that that's an important one, and maybe we could get more into that when we come back, because there's a lot at play here. This is not a clear, decisive, this regime didn't work with Douglas and Saleh. They've got nothing here. Now they need to draft a new quarterback and rebuild from scratch. That, to me, is not what's happened here with the Jets. There's enough there, in my opinion, to be salvaged in the short term while also trying to build long term. Like, they're going to need a franchise quarterback one way or another at some point. However, they do have a quarterback in the building that can win them some games next year if they brought in a head coach. That's why I don't look at it as a total rebuild. If you do want to go in that direction, then maybe you would be more open to, let's say, an Aaron Glenn.
Well, that's a conversation that we definitely have to get into, because part of the rebuild includes making tough decisions on Sauce.
Yeah.
You giving Sauce $100 mil? Are you giving Garrett Wilson $25 to $30 mil a year? It's what he's looking for.
Let's get more into that when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
All right. It's Boomer.
Whoa!
Is that me or is that Dove?
Take the L, Dove.
Hey, open up that mic and tell everybody that was your fault, Dove.
This was 100% my fault.
There you go, Dove.
Dove.
All right, hey.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. So part of why, if not the main reason why, I want Pete Carroll first and foremost is because it's under the assumption that I'm bringing back Aaron Rodgers. Like, I can only say what I would do. What they're going to do is a different circumstance, and we have to react to, okay, what's realistic, what's not. But what I would do under these circumstances with the Jets is bring Pete Carroll in and keep Aaron Rodgers and try to win now while also setting a foundation for year 2, 3, 4, and beyond. That's mm-hmm. what would be my plan. But if you're under the thought process of not wanting Rodgers and bringing in a younger head coach, or like if Rodgers is not going to be here, then already some of the appeal of Pete Carroll to me is gone. Because why would I bring in Pete Carroll and go find another quarterback or try to, you know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. So I think it depends on what you want to do. I want to try to win with this roster now, which I believe is capable of being a playoff team.
I do too. But I think what makes this vacancy unique, specific to the last few, like with Gase and with Robert Saleh, I think it could be either a full throttle rebuild or it could be what you just presented. And I'm kind of okay with both. I think they're probably closer to, with the right moves and some discipline and moving, getting away the penalties and that stuff, becoming, you know, a playoff team more so than the required full throttle knock it down to the studs rebuild. So I think I'm with you there as a concept. But if that's the case, we've got to talk some numbers here, because now the Jets, and this is what was very appealing about, you know, Rodgers, or even more so Zach Wilson when he was on that rookie deal, like the thought that maybe the Jets could win and then their quarterback wasn't making a ton of money. And even Aaron Rodgers left money on the table, as we know. He made that concession financially when he came to the Jets. So, all right, so you look at the guys who are about to get paid. So forget about Vera Tucker. He's kind of lumped in there early. He was lumped in there early. He's good, but he's not amazing. So I'm not quite, I want to keep him, but I'm not worried about him. Breece Hall's a running back. They'll give him some money, but forget about him for now. The two big ones are the receiver and the corner. So Justin Jefferson's making $35 million a year. CeeDee Lamb's making $34 million. Garrett Wilson, whether or not we think he's worth that, he thinks he's worth that. And I think there's other teams who think he might be worth that, which is all that matters. So he's going to be pursuing that money. Is he worth it on the open market? He might be. Is he worth it to the Jets? I don't know. And I think even more, but I would probably lean more yes than no with him. More conflicted am I when it comes to Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner yesterday became eligible for an extension. 4 years, $100 million, $72 million guaranteed, with an AAV of $25 million, which would make him the highest paid corner in football.
Ah.
Now, you tell me, What does Sauce Gardner truly do? Well, he can't tackle a lick, and he never takes the ball away from the opposition. I'm not saying that his coverage skills, when he's on point and dialed in and healthy, aren't elite, because they were the first 2 years. I'm not giving him that contract.
Well, he should not be the top corner in football. I think that this is a bad year to start talking about contract for Sauce, in that he's coming off of his worst year of his career.
By far.
But he's still got some ability to be a top, at the very least, to be a top corner in the league. The top guy in Pam like that, that's taking a risk. And I do think you got to leave that up to a new head coach. And I think it's a fascinating conversation, BT, that we could have about all these skill position players, which does matter. But then I would ask you, what do you think is the Jets' strength or their identity moving forward? What can be their strength?
Believe it or not, I think they're closer on offense than they are on defense.
Me too, which they were supposed to be defense, but me
think
too.
About
well,
that.
Well, yeah, but especially if you factor in Rodgers.
Well, only if he stays. If he goes, then I can't say that.
Because then we have no idea who the hell the quarterback's going to be. But they have a legitimate potential stud running back, a potential stud wide receiver.
They have a couple of good running. Even Isaiah Davis is the third guy. He's pretty good. They got some good running backs.
The offensive line has been improving.
It's getting there.
Which then again leads me to offensive head coach with this team. But I also think that they could be balanced, which again brings you back to the point of get a real head coach who's going to tighten things up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Aaron Rodgers here and try to take a run at it while also keeping an eye on the future. Like, obviously, if you keep Rodgers, you know you're going to need a franchise quarterback at some point. Doesn't mean you have to take one now, but you're probably going to have to take one next year or whatever, or you find one later. Who knows? Point is, I think that this team can be salvaged in the short term and have some success. It's not a total rebuild like it was with Gase or Robert Saleh.
I agree. I would like Rodgers to stay. I'm with you on that. I just don't want Rex to be the one who oversees this shift into, you know, the next wave
especially
here.
Especially being that it probably leans offense, which Rex knows nothing about. Jim is in Yonkers. What's up, Jim?
I couldn't agree more. I think Rex is a bad, bad choice. I've been a lifelong Jet fan. I'm sitting here age 65. They won a Super Bowl when I was 10. I remember the rejoicing when they finally got a new owner after Leon Hess left. And it's been the same thing. And part of the reason for that is because there has always been a short-term focus. Every successful franchise, whether it's New England, whether it's Kansas City, whether it's Pittsburgh, they have consistency in their coaching. What happens here is we give up on people way too early, whether it's a quarterback or a coach. I am a huge advocate for Aaron Glenn. Give him a long-term contract. Give him safety. Give him complete control. He's a real football guy. He'll command respect. He'll get somebody in there to run the offense correctly. And I don't care about whether we, you know, get to the playoffs with Roger next year. I could care less. I'm looking at the fact that if we have the right guy in here, 10 years from now, we're celebrating the second Jets.
Well, Jim, listen, that's certainly possible, but I think what's interesting is that I think that they can accomplish both. So I get what Sal's saying, like, yeah, I don't want to just be a wild card team, go 9-8 or 10-7 next year, squeeze in with Rodgers, and then have it disintegrate and start back up in 2026. But I don't think that they have to. I think that there's a way, if they get the right coach and the right staff, and you get one run stuffer on defense, you know, one or two other pieces here, maybe a tight end, whatever, where the Jets could be good next year with Rodgers. Rodgers steps away. The culture is such that they're winning. Guys like Old Fashanu, who looks really good. So I think you really have your left tackle where you could accomplish both. I actually think that that's attainable.
And why Aaron Glenn over Brian Flores?
No, I want Flores over Glenn, but I got to tell you, I really do like Aaron Glenn. I really do.
I get that, but
I'm interested in
Flores
him.
Is a better version of Aaron Glenn.
Well,
he's right now a defensive coordinator who has had great success with his team this year, if you value those things, and also a guy that comes from the New England Patriots coaching tree that was a head coach of his own that did have some success. As a matter of fact, the knock on him is that he butted heads because he had too strong of an opinion. He didn't like Tua. Oh, why? He's too tough? Like, those are things that I like in a head coach.
Yeah, me too. But that doesn't mean that Aaron Glenn, we don't know Aaron Glenn's disposition because we assume.
But he doesn't have the experience that Flores
does
as the guy.
That's undeniable. That's why Flores is number one for me.
Right.
But like, when you look at Aaron Glenn, you see him on game day. And even when he was a Jet, you know, because he didn't play corner or, you know, Keyshawn sucked up so much of the oxygen, Parcells when he was here. Like, Aaron Glenn was just a low maintenance, didn't really say much. And by the way, Aaron Glenn was a terrific corner. Like, not that that really matters to Coach, but he was an amazing player. If you watched him, you know.
Yeah, I like Aaron Glenn.
You know, Ray Mickens in the slot. Like, that was a really good defense. So I don't know necessarily. I don't think he's going to be like bombastic like Rex. That's for sure.
You don't want that.
Or even as like Dan Campbell or even like Flores, but it doesn't mean that he's going to be as passive as he kind of looks coaching the defense with Detroit.
And by the way, my knock is not his personality or any of that.
I know it's not.
Just that he doesn't have it. Like, we've gone down this road before. Now, to the Cole's point, if you are going to go down that road and hire Aaron Glenn, first-time head coach, defensive coordinator, former Jet, I need a runway. It can't just be another 3 years, just like he did with Bowles, just like he did with Saleh, three and a half, and out. Like, you can't repeat the same mistake over and over again, which is why I don't think Glenn is a bad candidate on paper. I don't think he fits the Jets because they need, for once and for all, especially with a team that can win now, and a head coach with some experience.
Think about this, though. We saw what happened to Brian Daboll. Let's just say it's Aaron Glenn, all right?
You mean same circumstance with the Jets 3 years later?
Watch. Like, let's say Rodgers comes back for one more year, and Aaron Glenn's the head coach, right? And they have a good year. They go 10-7. They're a wild card team. Maybe win a game. But don't get to the Super Bowl, but they're good year, like the Giants.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, then Rodgers hangs him up, and now Aaron Glenn's got to find a quarterback. And Aaron Glenn, after year one, we were like, wow, good start. This guy might be the real deal, like we said with Daboll, who won Coach of the Year. And then all of a sudden, because Rodgers retires, then there's a real transition, learning curve, steep one at the quarterback position with whomever you go to. They take a massive step back, and they're 6-11 or 5-12. And then you go through the inevitable growing pains the next year with a young quarterback. Aren't we kind of at the same spot, like with Daboll, where it starts well, like it started well with Brian, and then it kind of disintegrates quickly, and then I can already hear what's going to happen.
Right.
Oh, what happened? Oh, he's not that. And then the patience runs out, and Woody gets antsy, and then boom, we have another firing.
To me, the only difference is that you know what you're getting from Rodgers versus they thought. Like, I firmly believe Mara hired Shane and Daboll, and Daboll specifically, because he thought Daboll was going to turn Daniel Jones into Josh Allen. And in year one, there were signs that that was starting to happen. Not exactly Josh Allen, but you get the point.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously now in you going into year four with these guys, Daniel Jones is out of here. With Rodgers, you better know that if you do decide to keep him, like, even I want him back, but I know that this is a one, maybe 2 year thing. So I'm going at it this year with Rodgers or next year with Rodgers, and then also anticipating that there's going to be another quarterback coming in, likely
with growing pains, though.
Correct.
Well, you know that,
yes.
And I know that. I'm not saying, I wouldn't be bothered if it wasn't going in the right direction. I certainly would be, but we know that going into it, but that doesn't mean in real time that it's going to be handled accordingly. People will be calling us, I don't know, Glenn's over his head, Jets are 3-7, what the hell's going on? They were good last year. Like, there's just a lot of things that they need to guard against. Really, the more, now I'm not talking myself into Glenn as the top choice. I want Vrabel, not happening. I want Flores, possible. The more I think about this, I think Aaron Glenn's number two. And he was always on my list. Go find the tapes.
You know,
find the tweets. I never ruled out Aaron Glenn. I was always interested in him.
I'll give you one problem in comparison when we come back. We got to take a break. More of your calls as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.